To start, you have to know where to begin. To succeed, you have to find your why. My name is Matt, and I'm here to educate and inspire you each week with stories, guests, and interviews that will motivate you to find your passion and reach your health goals.
And I'm Andrea, and I'm here to bring you the latest gossip and updates about all things Prime. Whether it's meeting new people or giving you breaking news firsthand, we want you to be informed. You're listening to Driven by the Best.
Hey, Prime drivers, welcome to Driven Podcast. You've got your hosts, Matt and Sarah here, and we're here to talk to you about everything health during the coronavirus. This is a big topic that is really just top of mind right now with a lot of our drivers out there. You guys are having to see it firsthand a lot more than Sarah and I are. We've been working off-site for a while, along with a lot of our other members of in-house over here, and you know, a lot of people around. The spread has been on another level when it comes to this coronavirus stuff. So we wanted to kind of bring you some health resources that we would recommend, some things that we've talked to our drivers about, and then some resources that we just recently got, driver health and fitness, that can help you during these times. And, you know, it's something that Sarah and I get approached with pretty frequently, just about, you know, different avenues of health, not necessarily the physical and nutrition side of things and just those alone, but also mental health is a huge thing, learning how to manage that stress when you're on the road. And really just on a daily basis, we hear from these drivers on how this time is really even more stressful to this pandemic. And we haven't talked about it much on the podcast, but we feel like now this is a really good time to discuss it, and really just kind of give you guys the resources that we have. You know, while being out on the road, we know it's easy to feel isolated, lonely, and you know, you're away from everybody, and that can be even more stressful at times, especially with the social distancing guidelines and recommendations that have been put in place by several counties and organizations, states for that matter. This may leave you feeling even more stressed and anxious than you usually do, and that is totally fine to feel that way, because I know myself, I feel the same way every once in a while. You know, you're out in certain situations. Now around us in Springfield, it's actually a mandate to wear a mask all the time when you're out in public. And so, you know, just looking around, thinking, you know, I kind of sit here sometimes and think, man, if you would have looked back to last year at this time and thought about how now when you're out and you look around, everybody is wearing a mask, it's kind of like almost science fiction-ex. It's like, I don't know what your thoughts on that are. But it's just so strange whenever you look around and see all these masks. It's like a whole other time we've never had to experience before.
It is. It's so strange because, like you said, we've never experienced anything like this in our lifetime. So just being out and seeing everyone with the masks, it feels like something out of a movie.
Yeah.
And it can look almost, I think now people are getting used to it, but at first it was almost scary. You know, yeah. We see people with a mask in the past who, you know, might be undergoing cancer treatment. So they may be immune compromised, and you would kind of stare at them and, you know, they kind of stood out, and now that's the normal, and it's taking a little bit of getting used to, but it is weird. It's different.
Yeah, you almost got to, you know, during this, you know, I know myself, I've had to come up with a new routine, you know, working from home, you got to come up with something new, and same with you guys on the road, you know, different things happen in different areas of the country, and, you know, you might be in an area where there's protests, you might be in an area where, you know, things are shut down due to this and you can't go anywhere and get food. And so really staying prepared and on your A game with being healthy really helps. Not only, you know, if God forbid you get something like this and get sick from it, but, you know, something along the lines of really just having a healthier immune system in general from being just generally more healthy. You know, this is a great time to take control of your emotional health and really just create that new routine. You know, we have tons of resources for those drivers out there that need some mental health help. And, you know, a lot of places have just stigmas around this and everything around, you know, and just about mental health. And it's one of those things to where I think almost everybody suffers at some point from some sort of anxiety, depression, mental health, stress. You know, it's one of those things that's all bundled together. And so it's a stigma around it. And, you know, we've given you lots of resources recently to kind of break that stigma and really just start to create that conversation about making it another way to get healthier besides that nutrition and the exercise portion of things. One of the things that we have right now is you know, that mental health page on our DHF website. And so driverhealthandfitness.com, you can go on there. There's a new tab on the front page that says mental health, another one that says telehealth, two great resources during this time. Go to the mental health one. And if you have any questions, it's all, you know, if you have any questions about that whatsoever, you can give us a shout and be assured that it's a confidential conversation that, you know, you can give, we can give you the resources we have out there, and you can start utilizing them to get better and to help you out with stress management while you're out there on the road.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right, Matt. Those resources are so important. And really, even before this started, kind of transitioning to another topic, social media, watching, reading, listening, ingesting all this information can be overwhelming. And even in the past, we know that having more screen time, being on our phones, watching TV, can lead to, you know, different issues with mental health. And that is definitely something that research is starting to pick up on during this time, is that with all the media information that people are consuming, it's really weighing on their mental health. So one thing that you can do if you haven't begun doing it is, I know for iPhones in particular, you can see how much screen time you have daily. And we know as drivers, you're spending a lot of the day driving, but then thinking, okay, so maybe I spent this many hours driving, this many hours I spent on my phone, you know, taking in information that may have been stressful, that may have been hard to read. And now, you know, I'm doing this on a daily basis and my mental health is struggling. So really starting to see what your, you know, percent of hours are on a daily basis when you are on your phone. And then secondly, giving yourself some time to take breaks between taking in all that information. Yes, definitely find credible information about, you know, in particular COVID, that you can see, okay, so this is how many cases we've had today, you know, this is how many deaths we've had today, but I've seen the information, I educated myself, but now I'm going to move on. So giving yourself that balance of taking in information, but also taking in other things as well, so it doesn't feel so impactful and, you know, difficult to do other daily life things. But it's also important that when you're looking at the information, whether it be you're watching it on TV, you're reading it, maybe you are listening to a podcast about it, make sure you are getting credible information about COVID. And so some great places, some great resources, the CDC, of course, your local health departments, Mayo Clinic, and there are so many more. But if you need to know, you know, how to find other credible information, we have a podcast on that, so give that a listen. But you want to make sure you're getting information from the experts, from people who know what they're talking about, because there's, you know, a lot of misinformation out there about COVID, just like there is about nutrition and exercise. And we want to make sure that you're getting correct, accurate information.
Yeah, so, yes. That's kind of one of the things I was going to hit on too, is, you know, you see so many data sources out there anymore, and so many people can manipulate data to show certain mm-hmm. things. And so finding those avenues, like you said, that, you know, have legit data coming from them is the number one way to go. You know, there's a lot of things that can bog you down. Going back to your comment on social media with, like, you know, the negativity is overwhelming nowadays. And I think a lot of times, you know, myself, if I get on there and post something for our Facebook group, it's hard to kind of scroll through all those because it's just so much negativity yes. about either politics or everything going all wrong in the world right now. And I think mm-hmm. after a while, that starts to drag you in there with it, where, you know, like Sarah said, just limiting your exposure on those things and maybe just set like a couple times a day, or, you know, just maybe one time a day to get in there and check it out and then get out of there. That way you're not getting bogged down by all of these posts, comments, mm-hmm. and negativity that's in there. And really just looking at that, it just helps you stay more positive. You know, I find personally on days that I don't get on Facebook or, you know, social media outlets as much, or watch the news as much or something like that, it just feels like, you know, you're not bogged down mentally from all these sayings over and over. And so I think that's a huge point you hit on was, you know, just limiting the time that you take in information. Of course, take in information so you can educate yourself from the right outlets, but don't start watching news from 5 to 9 o'clock at night or right when you get off work for, you get done driving and you start watching it for 5 hours or something. You don't want to do that. You know, instead of read a book, educate yourself, listen to a podcast out there of some issues that, you know, something that's would educate you in an area you have some interest in. And I think that goes a lot farther for your mental health and just for stress management in general.
Oh, I completely agree. And, you know, Matt, what you said about, you know, jumping on Facebook and then seeing, you know, all these people post different things. I personally, if someone has posted things that I find are not credible, because it's not backed by what the experts are saying, I don't even engage with those people. What I do, I don't delete them off my friends list. You know, sometimes it might be someone who I truly do care about, but they're not posting correct information, and that can be misleading to me and a little bit upsetting. So what I have done, you know, I have just unfollowed those people. So we remain friends, but I'm not seeing that information. And I'm not also working myself up to have this hour-long debate when this person thinks they're right. And, you know, I know what the research is saying and what the experts are saying. And this person who's not that is trying to argue. And so I'm like, you know what? It's not worth my mental health. And I have other things that I can do to be productive. So I think just remembering that as well. So you know where to find the correct information and that other people may not. And if you want to, you can try and help. But at the end of the day, you don't need to do that. You have other things to focus on. And so, again, kind of transitioning on other ways we can take care of ourselves during this time is to just take care of our body. So that can be simply, yes, providing our body with, you know, these nutritious foods, trying to consume 3 well-balanced meals daily and snacks as needed, incorporating all food groups, complex carbs, lean protein, healthy fats, and also trying to get in those fruits and veggies, but to also remember that incorporating stretching, maybe yoga, meditating, deep breathing, if you also put those into your daily practice, that can really help put your mind and body at ease. So you're already feeling the tension in your shoulders, you know, kind of move. Maybe you're relaxing your shoulders, bringing them down. Maybe your body is feeling more energized because you're providing it with all the nutrients that you need. Like, taking just simple care of your body in that way can make a huge difference, especially during a stressful time like it is now. And we know, you know, we've talked about this in other podcasts, we've talked about this on the Facebook and Instagram page, that if you provide your body with all those nutrients, that actually can help your mental health. You know, we see that certain diets that are really restrictive can affect our mental health because they affect hormones. And so making sure that we're providing our body with all the nutrients that it truly does need can help overall.
Yeah, and that's one of those things, too. You know, we've talked about a healthy immune system. You know, whenever this first started, a lot of drivers started coming up to us, and they're like, hey, how can I enhance my immune system so I can, you know, be sure to kind of hit this thing head on? And generally, there's not a whole lot, if any, proven evidence that doing anything, one thing with your diet really helps out with that. Like, you can't go out there and just, you know, get a boatload of vitamin C and just smash it every day and, you know, expect that your immune system is just going to be fantastic if you're drinking, smoking, eating crap food, not getting enough sleep, and you're stressed all the time. You know, all of those things play a role in how your body responds to these stressors that are out there. And whether that's something that's, you know, attacks your immune system or something that attacks you mentally with your mental health, you know, stress and everything else, you're just being generally more healthy with eating those foods like Sarah was talking about is going to be number one, first and foremost. You know, those all play a role with it. Sleep, exercise, nutrition, stress management, mental health, all of that combined increases your immune system's response by being generally more healthy. You know, one of the things that I've noticed during this, and I don't have credible evidence to back this up, but our our obesity rate in America is one of the highest in the world. And I think there's a correlation, personally, I think there is to, you know, higher rates, you know, due to more chronic diseases in our country than a lot of other countries are. And I think I've seen, you know, data manipulated to show promise in that, but at the same time, I don't have anything, like I said, to really back that up. But I think it's just something that as a country and society, we just need to be a little bit more healthy in general, because I think mm-hmm. that would help with this whole situation we're in right now, as well as just, you know, it'd be great to live in a society where a salad wasn't $7 and a double cheeseburger is 99 cents. That's one of the mm-hmm. things is, you know, for us, it's like not a lot of countries have positions like Sarah and I, because, you know, a lot of places are just built generally more healthy as a society. Whereas us, we are a little bit different in that. And so just doing things overall, like I mentioned earlier, just to get you generally more healthy is the way to go. You know, exercise regularly. Mm-hmm. You know, we preach all the time, whether it's just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes, you know, do some of our exercise routines on the website on driverhealthandfitness.com, but just exercising on those breaks you have throughout the day, maybe you stop and it's a fuel stop. It's a, you know, pre post trip inspection. Maybe it's a, you know, that 30-minute mandated break. Just doing 4 to 5 minutes of some exercise on those breaks and everything. And don't kill yourself. You know, you always see the old adage about, like, your trainers basically wanting to hurt you and stuff and to inflict pain because, you know, no pain, no gain was the old mantra. Well, it's not exactly the same way anymore. The science has moved in a different way, saying that to start out, you should really just take it slow and work at a capacity that you can do. So if you've never exercised before, start off by exercising for 5 minutes 4 days a week. And then the next week, maybe do 6 minutes 4 days a week. The next week, do 7. Maybe the next week after that, you up it to 10. But, you know, ideally, for the risk of injury and for sustaining an exercise program, you don't want to increase more than 10% each week. And so don't go from, you know, doing nothing to working out 6 days for an hour each day, because one, it's going to burn you out. Two, your body's not going to be ready for that kind of load yet. Depending on, you know, if you're doing body weight exercise and stuff like that, you know, it's just going to be a lot harder to do something like that if you're new to working out and stuff. So doing something in increments like that and just picking a couple exercises, you know, you want to break it up into lower body, upper body, abs. You know, if you have some weights on the truck, it'd be a lot easier. And you can do something with, like, shoulders and, you know, overhead press, deadlift, stuff like that in there. And we have a lot of exercise routines on the website for that. But just doing stuff in that 4 or 5 minutes, maybe, you know, 2 to 3 segments, 4 minutes, you know, so about 12 minutes a day of exercise. Doesn't sound like a lot, but over the, you know, a month span, that could make you lose 2 pounds, 3 pounds right there just alone doing that. And so something like that is definitely the way to go when it comes to just overall health. You know, another thing that, you know, Sarah and I have really been preaching to drivers lately is it's hot out and you guys are out there and you're out in the elements all the time. And so proper hydration is key. And, you know, one of the things that I do personally is I have a 32-ounce water bottle, and it's just a Nalgene water bottle. These things are indestructible. And it's 32 ounces. I weigh about 230 pounds. And so one of the things I try to do is I work out outside. So I work out for about an hour or two outside every day, and it's hot. You know, high humidity in Springfield and high temperatures. And so I typically will take some sort of, hydration, you know, powder or something during a workout because I'm sweating so much. And then throughout the day, I'll have around a gallon of water. And so I try to aim for around half my body weight in ounces. And so for me, that's right around 100, you know, 115, 120 ounces. And it's hotter out, so I try to drink more than that usually. But just doing something where you're drinking more water and hydration is key right there. It's going to give you a little bit more energy. It might help you with your hunger cues. And then, you know, also getting adequate sleep. You know, 7 to 8 hours is that the old recommendation and everything. And it mm-hmm. seems like, I don't know if you could speak to this, Sarah, but it seems like every time I look at it, it seems like they're lessening that. Because it used to be 8, then it was like 7.5, now it's 7. I've seen random places saying it was like, you know, 6.5 from certain places too. But I think generally it's that 7 to 9, right?
It is, roughly 7 to 9. And I don't know why that is, if they're finding that more people are able to function at high capacity, you know, at that 7 hours, or if we're just saying, okay, we know it's not super doable for most Americans to sleep 9 hours of the day. So we're going to make it a little bit more reasonable. But I agree. I've seen some conflicting things, but typically that 7 hours is what I see. But I don't know about you, Matt. I know we both have Garmin watches, and I don't know what the Fitbit does, but mine tells me I don't get enough sleep unless I get at least 8 hours.
Yeah, and that's what I've looked. I'm kind of a geek about this stuff when it comes to tracking everything, because they got some cool tech out there nowadays. Mm-hmm. And now I don't think Garmin is that great when it comes to tracking sleep. So what I've seen on their website, gotcha, and the research I've done is that they use like an algorithm. And so they don't really track your sleep. They based off of an algorithm they find online. Like, they basically have these generic algorithms that they pull your sleep data from. The one that I've heard is the best, and I can actually speak to this being 100 times more accurate, is I used to have a Fitbit, and my Fitbit was really accurate. And I guess they kind of specialize in the sleep component, I think, more than, you know, Garmin's great for the outdoor stuff, for running, you know, cycling, anything like that. And I love it because I use it for backpacking, and it's indestructible. But for the sleep and everything, the Fitbit was a lot more sensitive. You know, it would tell me sleep, awake, REM sleep, deep sleep, light sleep, and it would have really like precise breakdowns. And you know, those days that I didn't get very much deep sleep or I didn't get very much REM sleep, I really felt like crap. And you know, the days I got a lot of deep and a lot of REM and was very sound and got that 7 to 9 hours, I felt 100% more energized. So that's one thing I'd recommend to our listeners out there too, is getting something like that when you're on the road is awesome, because you guys, you know, doing it just by yourself is doable, but having something to track with is just really cool to see all the data. You know, I use it for, you know, sleeping. Say, for instance, we're talking about that. If I find that I'm reading a book one night, I have a healthy day of eating and drink lots of water, exercise, I generally have really good sleep at night. Whereas if it's on the weekend and, you know, maybe I eat Chinese food for dinner or something, because I'm human, you know, I'm healthy, but I'm human. And so,
we're human. Yes.
Exactly. And so I'll have Chinese food for dinner and maybe have a beer or something afterwards. Mm-hmm. And I noticed that even just after those two things, I don't sleep near as good, because it's just it's a lot of processed food, fried food, and it just messes with my sleep. And, you know, knowing that, it pays to be healthy, because you sleep so much better and you feel so much better as a result.
Mm-hmm. Completely agree. And alcohol too can affect sleep, and some people notice it affecting them more than others. But I think that that's so interesting, you know, that certain foods or drinks may affect one person more than the other with all things regarding health, even sleep. Like, our bodies are so complex, so amazing. And so just being more in tune with yourself is huge.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, speaking to kind of what you were discussing about exercise and backpacking, being outdoors, research does show the benefits of being outdoors and your mental health improving. So as a driver, that can be really difficult, and it probably isn't going to be an everyday thing. But if you're in a safe area, and it's maybe an area that you've frequented before, maybe spend some time outside, see how the fresh air and sunlight make you feel. You know, do you feel better once you get back on the truck? Do you sleep better? Does your mood improve? See how it affects you. You know, we have some drivers who share on the Facebook page that they go outside and they do trails and they bring their dog. And so I think that's just really cool. You know, when you take the time to get out there, schedule permitting, and seeing how that affects your overall mood. Also just sticking with the routine as a driver, this is so difficult what we hear, you know, that a routine can be really tricky. But you know, being flexible, I think, is part of that, you know, knowing that this might not, you know, be the most routine job. But we have some drivers, Justin Surface in particular, who was on the podcast recently. He said he starts off every morning with, you know, a positive thought. That is part of a routine. So he has put that into his every morning, you know, thinking something positive and knowing that that's going to benefit his day. And that he mentioned, like, okay, I have a better day when I do this. So, you know, doing those little things that can create routine, and then finding time to unwind with something that you enjoy doing. You know, some people it's going to be yoga, reading a book, drawing, writing, but just finding something that helps you relax, helps you unwind. And preferably, you know, not something that's food or drink related, something that's just like an activity or, you know, it can be something as simple as doing some yoga in your truck.
Yeah, exactly. And those are some great ways just to kind of get in tune, like, not only with like nature and stuff, you know, we were kind of, it's kind of something that's neglected a lot anymore is just getting outside. And, you know, as a kid, you're outside mm-hmm. playing around all the time and you're connecting with friends. And, you know, as a result, I don't know, like, you feel like as a kid, you're just carefree, just hanging out, you know, the stressors aren't there and everything. And as you kind of, you know, age into adulthood and everything, that's where everything starts to come up because, one, we start not taking care of our bodies anymore. You know, we're not going mm-hmm. out to recess. You guys are driving all day. Sarah and I are at a desk for the most part of the day. So it's totally different atmosphere. So you got to come up with new routines and kind of twist what you used to do and turn it on its head. And even maybe during this coronavirus stuff, just finding a new routine. You know, I have a routine every day where basically I'll wake up, have some coffee, start working, and then I'll take about 5 to 10 minutes in the morning, 5 to 10 minutes in the afternoon, and either do some light stretching, some soft tissue work for mobility. So I have like a foam roller. I'll hit some of that for a couple minutes and just something to where I'm moving, you know, jostling my muscles awake, mm-hmm. exercising my brain a little bit by waking up and moving. You sit down so long behind the wheel of a truck and, you know, given you have to take loads and money is time for you guys and time is money. And so getting out there and having that endurance to do that is key. But getting up and just moving every once in a while to go to the bathroom, eat some food, stuff like that goes a long way. And, you know, getting back to, you know, connecting with others, that's something that's highly beneficial when it comes mm-hmm. to being isolated and kind of as a solo driver out there. As a team driver, you might have somebody else where you can talk to and stuff. But as a solo driver, you're kind of on your own a lot. And so really just being able to connect with others is huge because you guys are away from family, friends at home. You're out on the road for, you know, 6, 8, 10 weeks, however long. And then you're just isolated in that component and that stage you're out there. So really just being able to talk to people you trust about your concerns, how you're feeling, really goes a long way with not only that mental health aspect, but just being happy in general. Mm-hmm. You know, just being able to connect with the community. For example, like our Prime Driver Health and Fitness page on Facebook, hugely beneficial page, which is growing and just blowing up lately because we've had a lot of drivers really just take an interest in getting healthier. They're finding out that the more they exercise, the more they focus on their nutrition, their sleep, their mental health, and use the resources that we provide for you guys, the happier they are and the more energy they have, mm-hmm. the more they're able to spend time with their family at home in a more positive way. Instead of just going home and relaxing, they're going home and they have energy to go on a hike and energy to go on, you know, go on the lake and hang out with family and just do whatever, just enjoying life. And that's really the way it's going to be. You know, Sarah mentioned Justin Surface, and we have a lot of drivers out there besides him that do this as well. But, you know, just kind of doing that where you're in the morning, you wake up and you kind of just focus on positivity throughout the day. Because that initial time, whether you're driving during the day or night, just taking a few minutes to really just focus on positivity. You know, I find myself listening to audiobooks quite a bit. And it can be anything from, you know, like self-help books to, you know, inspirational books. I just listened to David Goggins' book, who, if you guys mm-hmm. who aren't familiar with him, he's a little psycho, but he's pretty cool to listen to. It's motivating. And I listened to that when I was running, and it was something to where you hear the stories and, you know, kind of see how they apply, you know, that positivity applies in other people's lives, and then you can apply it in your own. And really just doing that and educating yourself with stories like that can go a long way to when you're on the road and you're a little bit more isolated. You could be learning more things, creating that positivity, and also connecting with that community we have on Facebook as well. So really just some cool things in there. And then also, the internet is not always bad. They have a lot of cool things for the trucking industry in regards to, you know, COVID-19 updates. And I don't know if any of you are familiar with this, but there's an organization, American Trucking Associations, has a COVID-19 update hub. So it's a pretty cool resource. I've been just browsing through the past few days, and there's a lot of awesome things on there as far as resources for drivers, state declarations and waivers, federal declarations, financial assistance, paid sick family, a ton of different stuff on there. As far as the resources, they've got some really cool things for, you know, dining and lodging, healthcare and telemedicine, kind of how to reduce your exposure, anything on there as far as things they can help you with. There's even a map of areas that has, you know, personal protective equipment that they give you for free, hand sanitizer they give you for free. So really some cool stuff. And, you know, speaking of that, I know it can be stressful if you don't, you know, during this time, if you don't have any health insurance or anything like that. A lot of our drivers are either self-insured or don't have any if they're like an independent contractor, just because it's so expensive. And I get it. Like, I wouldn't want to pay $500 or $1,000 a month for health insurance. I think it's a crockett, honestly. It sucks. And so one of the things that we've, Sarah and I have put together, are we put a lot of telehealth resources for you together on our website. And these aren't insurance by any means. They're not going to cover like hospitalizations or anything like that. And disclaimer that we are not healthcare professionals in the medical industry like a lot of people are that work in hospitals and stuff. But what we've got are some resources for you. And we'll actually talk about those on another episode, another podcast. But those are great when it comes to, you know, kind of easing your mind while you're on the road of like, oh, what if I get this? Because several of the ones on there have coronavirus testing as part of the services. And so you could actually go there, utilize that. And some of them are telehealth 24/7, 365, you can access online. So there are some really cool ones on there that if you're struggling and really stressed out about yourself or even your family and kids, maybe getting something like this with the coronavirus, then you can also add them into your membership subscription plan to one of these services at no cost a lot of times. And so they'd be covered by this as well. For, you know, that way, if you have something that's a little bit more acute, like, you know, the flu, cough, allergy symptoms, stuff like that, then you can have a telehealth appointment instead of going like to urgent care and taking your kid there and spending a boatload like you might have in the past. Mm-hmm. And so checking that out on our website, driverhealthandfitness.com, is a really cool resource, as well as, you know, we talked about the CDC earlier. They have a ton of information regarding drivers in particular, and over-the-road drivers that will really help you out during the coronavirus. You know, I printed off several pages just about the things we talked about with, you know, following proper social distancing guidelines, all the stuff you hear about every day with sanitation and really just like, you know, cleaning touch surfaces on a routine basis in the truck cab, sleeper berth, all that stuff. CDC recommended precautions on there, recommended steps if you are sick. And really anything that could happen to you on the road, the CDC has it covered. And so I really recommend checking them out. They're a really reputable source, and they have a lot of good information on there for truck drivers in particular. There's just a lot of good resources out there for you guys to take advantage of. And so check out the American Trucking Association. There are resources on there, like I said. And then also, if you guys have any questions about anything like this whatsoever, you know, Sarah and I are always here for you too.
That's right. Yeah, so many great resources out there. And yep, like Matt said, always feel free to reach out. One thing that I think is also important to mention is that during any time, but especially during this time, don't be too hard on yourself. You know, it's easy to be like, well, I shouldn't have had that cookie, and then just, you know, spiral, you know, continue to beat yourself up. But that is not going to get you anywhere. Same with like, oh, I didn't exercise today, now I'm just lazy and, you know, blah, blah, blah. Don't be too hard on yourself. Just move on. Know that tomorrow's a new day. All you can do is keep doing your best. And that is number one. So lastly, like Matt said, so many great resources out there. If you have more questions, you need some ideas, feel free to reach out. But some just on the top of our head, we have the CDC, we have the World Health Organization, Mayo Clinic, the National Alliance on Mental Illness, and the National Institutes of Health. All of those websites, organizations are a great place to reach out for more information regarding COVID and other COVID health-related information.
Yeah, exactly right. And those are great resources. Check those out. And then as well as the stuff we have on driverhealthandfitness.com, we'll have a lot of stuff on there. And like I said earlier, join that Prime Facebook group. Mm-hmm. Even if you don't get on Facebook a whole lot, just get on there, check out that group. And as a matter of fact, I've been more of a fan of the groups than I ever have lately. I get in there and get on, you know, something that interests me with backpacking groups or, you know, floating groups or something like that, to where you can kind of get away from the mainstream media and just start learning about new things that really interest you. You know, I'm big into outdoors, and so there's a ton of groups on there for that as well. And just really finding that and getting in, getting plugged into that community wherever it is really helps a lot. And so that's all for this week. If you guys have any questions, give us a shout, dhf@primeinc.com. You can hit us up over email, call at 417-521-3473. Anything you guys got, what do you want to see on the podcast in the future, anything like that, just let us know. And in the meantime, just stay healthy out there, and thanks for all you do, Prime Drivers.
Thanks, guys.